No ring exchange, no kiss the bride. There's no glamour in a jailhouse wedding. You know, the best I can offer you is for you to dress up and be cute yourself, because that's as glamorous as we're going to get. He's still going to be in his orange or blue or whatever color he's in.
I'm George Lavender, and this is Off the Block, a series tracing the path from city block to cell block and back. If you average it out, there was a wedding in a Los Angeles County jail every other week last year. Today, we'll again visit Pitcher's Detention Center, the large jail complex way up in the north of the county past Six Flags. Here, weddings are done through the glass of the visiting room window. Often they are shortly before someone is sent to state prison, and the couple is trying to stay connected before facing a long time apart. And since the paperwork involved can be long and complicated, some people hire a person that can help them.
Hello now!
Cindy Richardson is sitting in her truck in the parking lot of Pitcher's Detention Center. A pair of earrings shaped like handcuffs dangle from her ears. Printed across the back of her truck is the name of her business, and the reason she's here this Sunday morning, jailhouse weddings.
I'm thinking that's probably her getting off the freeway. Okay.
The bride today is Elizabeth Wencuna, but she's running late. Normal visiting rules apply, even for a wedding, so if they miss their time slot, they won't get in. Cindy's phone has been buzzing with a steady stream of updates.
Okay. Waiting on you. That was Dina that time.
Dina Dunham is Elizabeth's mom. Yeah. It's a 60-mile drive from their home in Lancaster to the jail.
Well, hello!
Well, hello!
Elizabeth gets out of her mom's truck, smiling. She's carefully made up, wearing a white tank top with sparkly letters on it.
Does that say bride on your shirt?
Yeah. I wore a dress last time, and then I thought, you know what, the dress was jinxed, so I'm just going to wear my different attire today.
This is actually her second go at this. First time around, Elizabeth got to the jail but was turned away. Her forms hadn't been filled in correctly. The paperwork is pretty complicated. How are you feeling?
I'm excited now. It was a long morning.
This wasn't how Elizabeth imagined her wedding day. In fact, until 3 years ago, she wasn't into weddings, period.
I wasn't the little girl that wanted the huge fairy tale wedding. No.
Then she met Hans Ritter.
I didn't know enough about him, but I had heard about him, so I was very standoffish, and before him, I never dated.
The two began spending more and more time together.
We clicked a lot. We clicked really, really well. We had been together, like, friends-wise so much, like, so often, like, every day we were together and everything, so eventually it was just like, you know, like, I can't be without him.
But 11 months into their relationship, he was arrested.
Almost a year. He got arrested in September, and our 1 year would have been October. Yeah.
Hans was arrested for assault with a firearm and making criminal threats.
I don't like to tell people that I'm married to a man in jail because then they look at him as a bad person, and he's not a bad person. I mean, you know, he made a mistake, but I don't like all the focus to be on the fact that he made a mistake and that he's in prison or jail.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, now are you going to hyphenate or just take his?
Just take his.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, at the county clerk's office in San Bernardino, Cindy helped Elizabeth apply for her marriage license.
Now your date of birth? These are your wedding vows.
Oh,
I'll print it and ready to go.
They work their way through the forms on a computer screen.
We'll get you taken care of. The only thing that really went wrong with this was her notary. Screwed up her paperwork.
Yeah, but she's been great. I love this lady.
I promise it will. I will get it done.
You are great.
One way or another, I will make it happen today.
Thank you so much.
Cindy charges Elizabeth $400 for this service. Some couples tell Cindy they're getting married so they can apply for what are called family visits in state prison. That's where couples are allowed to stay together overnight. But the reality is those visits are not very common. Cindy started doing jail weddings 8 years ago, when her own son was in jail and wanted to get married. And she's since done hundreds of weddings in jails all over Southern California, enough to have a sense of what motivates people to get married behind bars.
It's the security, I think, is why most of them get married prior to the person going upstate. The person that's going upstate is in fear that they're going to lose their loved one while they're upstate. And so they think that marriage will solve that problem. It doesn't always, because I've, you know, it's like another jailhouse wedding bit the dust, you know.
We want each other in every way, physically, mentally, emotionally, legally. So we thought, okay, we'll have each other physically one of these days. But until then, we have each other in every other way.
Elizabeth says news of her wedding didn't go over well with her mom at first.
Hurt, angry, for sure. Hurt and angry. I lost my dad when I was a baby, so she's pretty much mom and dad, so she's just the strict. She's very strict in what she thinks I deserve.
And some other members of her family didn't take the news well either. There's a question that she says she's grown to dread above all others.
The question, where is he? The whole family knows pretty much now, and it's kind of like I'm kind of used to the question now because they all pretty much know he's in now, but then there's that second question, well, how long is he doing?
And she didn't really know how long he would be doing because Hans wasn't actually sentenced until about a week before their wedding day.
He got 14 years. He has a year time served and he'll be doing 85% of it. So on good behavior and everything, if everything goes well, in about 10 to 11 years.
Do you think you would have got married at this stage of your relationship if he wasn't inside?
I don't know. Maybe. It's hard to think because I can never think what if he was out, because we have gone through so much with him going in that I couldn't tell you yes or no. Like, I honestly don't know. Probably not. I think we probably would have chosen to, you know, like, get to know each other more.
You ready? All right, I'm locking it. You got your ID?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the day of the wedding, Elizabeth, Dina, and Cindy head into the visitor center. They show their IDs and visitor numbers to sheriff's deputies sitting behind glass, and then wait for a shuttle up to the jail buildings. Only three visitors are allowed, so I wait around outside.
Ready?
After about an hour, they're back out.
It's all done. It's all
set in stone.
My daughter is now a Ritter. Congratulations. How exciting.
Cindy drives off. Mother and daughter light up cigarettes beside their truck. Elizabeth only started smoking recently, caused by the stress of the last year.
It was quick. It was very quick. It was about, what, 4 minutes? 3-4 minutes? He was in his blues, they call them. He had his hair freshly shaved and everything for it. He looked good. He looked really good. The vows were really pretty. I don't remember them word for word.
But now you may kiss through
the glass.
More than anything, they seem relieved.
I was excited. I was a little bit nervous, but not as nervous as I thought I would have been. But it turned out, I mean, for the situation, it turned out really nice.
A few weeks later, Hans was moved to Wasco State Prison to begin serving his sentence. It's 120 miles to the north. He is due to come home in about 10 years. There are challenges to returning home, whether it's after 10 years or 10 days. That's something we're going to hear about in the last episode of this series in 2 weeks. But first, we're going to talk about why your first trip to jail is not always the last. What causes that cycle? Can it change? That's next week on Off the Block. And that's it for this week. Find Off the Block at kcrw.com and on Twitter. Just use the hashtag Off the Block. Off the Block is produced by me, George Lavender. The series editor is Nick White, and the managing editor is Sonia Geis. KCRW's digital editor is Caitlin Schamberg, and our program director is Gary Scott. Music was composed by Mike Dodge Weiskopf, and the episode was mixed by JC Swadek. Thanks to contributing editor Ben Adair. Thanks to Phil Richards for production assistance. And thank you for listening. See you next week.